St. Martha's Dark Night, and she was she landed in first century France. And her first thing was that she nobody wanted to listen to her because they said that they were being devoured by a dragon. So she went into the woods to find the dragon and never came back out, and they assumed she'd been eaten. But when she came back, she had the dragon sleeping at her feet, and she had killed the dragon with love. And she generally has a sword in repose in Catholic iconography, and a dragon sleeping at her feet. And so that, to me, was, you know, I didn't realize, but I had had post-traumatic stress syndrome at one point during the AIDS epidemic. It was undiagnosed, and I was very sick and fucked up and visionary and, like, was really strung out on alcohol and drugs, too, you know. And so, anyway, she, St. Martha, had a vision of her own mortality. And instead of changing her to self-centeredness, it changed her even further the other direction, to give everything away and use love to change the world. So that was one of the turning points for me in the AIDS epidemic, when I realized that the worst things that happened to me are the greatest blessing.
Is that why you take people in? Here?
Just do that naturally, you know, because, I mean, people did that for me when I was young, you know, but I have a lot of patience for people who have a lot of problems, maybe, especially drug problems and legal problems. And so anyway, so St. Martha is like a saint who, and a story that I'm inspired by. And she's holding up this candle against darkness.